Chapter 3. Adolf Hitler's Argonaut. In the aftermath of its defeat in World War I, Germany was an angry and economically decimated nation that spent years on the brink of revolution. Street battles pitting the far left against the far right took place daily around the country, especially in the capital, Berlin. Germans agreed on little except their desire to annihilate their opponents and the current government. The victorious Allies, led by France, had inflicted on Germany a Carthaginian peace with the Versailles Treaty of 1919 that crushed the country in hopes that it would never again rise to be a military power. That left Germans determined for revenge. The result was nearly two decades of political, social, and economic upheaval that ended in a Nazi dictatorship that brought Adolf Hitler to power in January 1933. During the period of runaway chaos, Germany had few national heroes. There was one, though, with the unusual name Hjalmar Horace Greeley Schacht. In 1923, he became famous for rescuing the country that stood on the brink of collapse due to one of history's greatest inflations. Schacht was almost born an American. His father, Wilhelm Schacht, was from Schleswig-Holstein, a border region that in the 19th century went back and forth between Germany and Denmark. After the Prussians took it over following the Austro-Prussian War of 1866, Wilhelm left his native land with hopes of starting a new life in America. He became a U.S. citizen on December 11, 1872. Wilhelm Schacht's hero in his new country was Horace Greeley, the founder of the New York Tribune, an ardent foe of slavery and champion of the country's westward expansion, who wrote in a famous editorial on July 13, 1865, "Go west, young man, and grow up with the country." After immigrating to the U.S., Wilhelm Schacht got a job at a brewery in Brooklyn and wrote to his girlfriend back home asking her to join him so that they could get married, which they did on January 14, 1872, at the Episcopal Church in Manhattan. The couple stayed in the U.S. for another 5 years, as Wilhelm bounced from one mediocre job to another, and a first son named Eddie was born. In the fall of 1876, Wilhelm packed up his pregnant wife and son and returned to Germany. Shortly.